The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
We originally had a different Mount Rushmore in mind, and then we just decided, Antoine said, what about fast food? That one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We shelved the other topic.
Yep.
We could do that one down the road.
Exactly.
I'm hungry.
Exactly. And, you know, you're always going to kick everything else to the curb over fast food when given the option.
Food always, like, I know people that will go to the grocery store, buy $200 to $300 worth of groceries, and stop at McDonald's on their way home.
That's right.
Because I need to eat now. Monica's raising her hand right now.
Because they ain't got no McDonald's at the grocery store.
So exactly.
How am I supposed to do that? There's no, there is no quarter pounder aisle, Antoine. Not that I found.
Oh, that would be amazing.
It'd be a dangerous aisle.
But today is Monday, and on Mondays we do our Mount Rushmore. Yeah. So this Mount Rushmore is going to be about fast food burgers / sandwiches. Or you can just say sandwiches because that includes burgers.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out what sandwiches we would put, what four sandwiches from fast food restaurants we would put on the Mount Rushmore.
So these are the four most iconic fast food sandwiches of all time. Are we arguing the most iconic? Are we arguing the best? I mean, that's where you get into the real discussion.
Yeah. I am the, well, my vote is best and iconic.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's how you have to do it. It's whatever your argument is. Whatever argument can be made, that's what you go with.
Okay. So go ahead and throw out the first entry of the Mount Rushmore of fast food sandwiches. And we have made the determination ahead of time, Monica, that a taco is not a sandwich.
No.
On no level is a taco a sandwich.
Mm-mm.
So
I don't even want it on any mountain, period. So well, just no for the record.
You didn't have to be a hateful taco person.
All right.
Now maybe I will argue to put taco on this thing. Taco Bell taco. There. Done.
I don't even have to say the name of my burger that I'm gonna put up there. I can just say the ingredients. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions. On a sesame seed bun. If the Big Mac is not up there, it is the burger of burgers of any fast food joint.
Oh,
if it's not up there, then there's no mountain.
Yeah, but okay.
It's a legend.
Yeah, even though I get it with light sauce. You can do that, guys. You can do it light sauce.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't want extra sauce. The sauce is too much.
I haven't had a Big Mac, though, in years.
See, that's where the question comes in on the Big Mac. While it is the iconic burger of all time, when's the last time you had one?
I'm going to have one today for lunch. I just decided.
Did you now?
Huh. Yeah.
I could not tell you the last time I had
one. Middle school.
I know the way that you eat. It probably has been middle school. Because you couldn't order it. It comes with too much stuff.
Here's the only... I remember the last time I had one, but it wasn't... I don't think this counts either. It's probably about 10 years ago on this show, we did a bit called Fat Fried Friday. And we decided that we were just going to fry a bunch of stuff. Somebody got us a fryer. And we said, okay, what happens if we fry What if we fry
I heard you guys
And we fried a Big Mac to see what it would taste like. It really wasn't that bad. I gotta be honest. But
Big
that's
Mac
the last
delicious.
Time. But I don't feel like that counted because I didn't go order it. I didn't sit down and eat it properly.
Uh-huh.
I took one bite of a batter dipped fried Big Mac sandwich thingy.
Well, and Zach, fast food's not your thing. And with Monica, I would argue she's probably had a Big Mac before. She just changed so many of the toppings that it ended up just like a regular hamburger.
It
started at a Big Mac, but
I'll
by
the
time
the
that she changed her order, it was just a hamburger.
It ended as a pickle.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
But yes, Big Mac, we're going to start that on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
All right.
So what about the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Wow. Already? Man. It's only been out for like a year.
Yeah.
I think, but that was a big deal. That whole Popeye's.
That will be in the history books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one goes down in the fast food history books, which, by the way, just a wonderful read, the fast food history books, as opposed to...
It's a great read.
You know, the coronavirus history book. That's a way better read. I mean, the Popeye's chicken sandwich was a thing, a phenomenon.
It's delicious, too.
Can you think of any other sandwich that people lined up for, fought over, went crazy for?
Fought.
A Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised that Monica put the Popeye's chicken sandwich, not the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, with her love of Chick-fil-A.
Well, I know, and that's the thing, is that's where you're really going to have to start getting in the argument of, I mean, are you going to let two chicken sandwiches be on
this list? We're not
putting
two chicken sandwiches on here.
Because I'm going to throw one out there that I think it's a little left of center, but I do believe it is an iconic sandwich, and that, my friends, is because it's an entire fast food chain is based on the Arby's roast beef sandwich. Okay, so you got that one or the Big Montana and the, you know, the beef and cheddar, all that different stuff. But the Arby's, we have the meats, roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't have much of an opinion on this because I've only eaten at Arby's one time in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what it tastes like.
Got a pickle?
I don't remember what I got. I remember the horsey sauce. That was the one thing that stood out. Like
you got
horsey
a roast
sauce.
Beef sandwich because what else are you going to get?
They don't have anything else.
Well, I mean, they have all their stuff. They have chicken sandwiches, but that's you go there for that. You don't go to Taco Bell and say, hey, you guys have pizza today? Like, you just don't do that way. Okay, so that's three so far. And
there's a burger that I want to throw out there for consideration. The Whopper.
Yeah.
The Whopper, that's like up there with the Big Mac. That's okay. Up there.
So I think that's what we do for right now is we lock in with these four sandwiches. But I think there's still a lot of room to room here because there's some stuff that's missing on this list. You have the Big Mac.
We're missing the Beyond Meat burger. That's
well,
what we're
it seems to. I turn this list over and I still can't find
it's
it.
All,
on here.
It's like on the milk carton. I can't find it at
what's
all.
What's going on here? It's veggie burger. It's broken. This list is broken. The Big Mac, the Popeye spicy chicken sandwich. The Arby's meat, we have the meats, roast beef sandwich, and the Whopper. Those are the four for right now. But you can weigh in 52353 because ain't no Chick-fil-A on that list.
None.
There's some other stuff at McDonald's you could get into arguing as well. So we'll explore. Now, we're also saying it's got to be something that you can eat around here. So we ain't putting no like In-N-Out burger on there or anything.
What a burger, none of that. Right. That doesn't count.
Delicious, that's fine. Or White Castle, whatever it is. But... here's some various texts at 52353. The Wendy's Baconator. I mean, that thing is good, man.
It was, it was just too much for me. It was too much with not enough like.
It's too much bacon.
Not too much bacon.
You shut up.
I know. I said not enough. No, the bacon was it's a good enough amount. No. The bacon was a good amount. I just needed more on it. Like it was just. It was like just too much meat. It was too much meat. I needed some more.
I would argue that the Big Mac is too much because it's too much Thousand Island dressing.
That's how you can get light sauce.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how about too much bread?
No, I love all the bread.
You got that bread in the middle. Not in this lower carb world. That's not keto.
Do I look keto?
Nope. Well, but not keto friendly.
You do look keto.
I was about to say, never mind, take it back. I do look keto.
And I would argue, too, and there's a couple of texts for it. When we're talking McDonald's, the quarter pounder with cheese, man, that's my go-to. If I'm going to McDonald's, it is a quarter pounder with cheese. And that's why I never really have a Big Mac, because to me, the quarter pounder with cheese is the Michael Jordan.
The quarter pounder with cheese is easier to eat. I don't know if I'd call it the Michael Jordan, but it is easier to eat. Than the Big Mac.
Don't you tell me what I can call Michael Jordan. You missed too much bacon.
The Big Mac is one like you have to have both hands on it and the lettuce is going to go. It's a little messy.
Uh-huh. And you know, this person texts in to 52353 and I believe they're only doing this to try to bait me into playing the song, which it will bait me into playing the song, the Filet of Fish.
Give me back that filet of fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that filet of fish. Give me that fish.
No.
Well, the other thing, the McRib from McDonald's.
Oh, get out of here with that thing.
People love it. Mm-mm. It's a big deal when it comes back.
Nope.
It's a big deal.
That meat patty.
No. People have been tricked into that fake little riblet looking thing. No. Yeah. They've been tricked. That's a dupe. That's all that one is.
And it always slides off the buns.
It does slide off the buns.
That rib patty.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Catch your patty.
And what about Chick-fil-A? I mean, Chick-fil-A's not on this. Let me just present
this to
you.
That's a good chicken sandwich.
As we sit here with the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich on this list.
Uh-huh.
We did the blind taste test of all the sandwiches. Remember when we did that?
Yes.
We did the Chick-fil-A, we did the Popeyes, and we did the Wendy's. Which one won?
Well, I think we had different winners. You had the Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I think I did have the Popeyes because of the pickle. I like the pickle from Popeyes better than the pickle from Chick-fil-A.
But Monica had the Chick-fil-A. That's the one that she picked as the winner, too.
And it's just unfair. She's always going to pick Chick-fil-A.
So it was 2-1, and
I love Chick-fil-A, but Popeyes, they did it.
They did.
Yeah, I mean.
But then if someone.
And they're good.
But right. Chick-fil-A, I mean, it is.
Doesn't matter.
There's them cows, and they eat more chicken and all those things. I think the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich should be on there ahead of it.
I think, going with taste, I have to go with the Popeyes chicken sandwich over to Chick-fil-A. It's just off of taste itself. What were the other things on here?
Right now we have the Big Mac, Popeyes, the Arby's, and the Whopper.
Why is Arby's on here? Why is Arby's? Let's be honest.
Because it's good.
Why is Arby's? Is it really in the conversation? Are we just putting it in?
You are Arby's guy.
They have a classic jingle.
The horsey sauce.
I like
the horsey sauce.
The meats.
Really? Let's be honest here. Are we really keeping that the roast beef over Chick-fil-A?
Over
the quarter pounder. Yeah. Over the Baconator.
No.
So taking Arby's off?
I wouldn't put the Arby's over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, now you're just being hurtful.
So, no, Chick-fil-A?
Arby's is off.
In place of Arby's?
All right, fine.
But
Chick-fil-A.
Then two chicken sandwiches?
I know. See, that seems sacrilegious to put two chicken sandwiches on any list.
Yeah.
It's like we gave up. Like, we just quit.
It was like Cain and Abel. You got to pick your favorite.
I'm not a huge Whopper fan. I got to be honest. I like the bacon double cheeseburger better at Burger King. Again.
But I tell you what, the Arby's isn't staying on there if the Whopper's coming off. You better find two things to put up there.
I want the quarter pounder on there.
All right. Okay. So the Whopper's gone. I mean, Arby's is gone for the quarter pounder.
What? Okay.
Okay.
All right. We can do that. And then, but Chick-fil-A's not on there then?
I'm fine. We can put Chick-fil-A instead of the Whopper.
Monica?
Oh, instead of the Whopper? Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right. We'll go with this list. It feels incomplete, but I think this is the list.
That's what I go with.
And we have two chicken sandwiches on there. Like, I feel like...
It's all right. We have two burgers and two chicken.
Fine. You know what? Let's just put the Beyond Meat burger on there, which, by the way, I would order before a Big Mac. Just saying. There. Said it. I'd rather just have a hot apple pie and call it a day. Do they still have salads? I'd rather take a salad.
I'd rather eat a
take
fart.
Take a salad.
Eat a fart out of a paper bag.
Ew, you might as well take
come
a salad.
On. What are y'all doing?
I don't know. He's getting mad.
I don't know what's happening. It got aggressive.
What kind of list? What are we doing here? What kind of Rushmore is this?
It's a dirty one. I don't know. It's angry. Not Rushmore of anger. Fine. Big Mac, Popeye's chicken sandwich, quarter pounder, and the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. It feels like an all right list.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like an amazing list, but it's what we have.